It's time now for 90 Mile View, the series that gives us glimpses into the lives of folks who live and work in worlds different from our own. Sondra Hayes is a resident of Manheim Park, a 32-square-block neighborhood nestled between Troost and the Paseo and 39th and Brush Creek Boulevard. She's active in the historic Manheim Park Association. And Sondra, nice to have you again. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning. Glad to be here.
In fact, I understand congratulations are in order. You just were reelected president of the association. Tough race?
It was a good race. We had a lot of excitement. We had membership drive going on also that day, and we had a lot of residents out to take out memberships and to vote.
Why'd you want to do it again?
Because I have passion for the neighborhood. I believe that we're doing a lot of good work and wanted to continue to see it regenerate.
I wanted to get to some of the big projects underway in Manheim Park, especially, you know, what's being done with the Bancroft Elementary School, which has attracted some real star power. Who's the star? Who are we talking about?
Well, you know, we believe the neighborhood's the star for the Bancroft Project.
But who's the real star?
But the real star is Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt.
And his foundation.
I've heard of Brad Pitt. What's he doing for y'all?
Well, for starters, there are a lot of cities that approached Brad Pitt's foundation to ask them to do in Manheim Park what they had done in Katrina during the hurricane.
Yeah.
And so because of a relationship with one of their employees, Tim Dugan, who worked for Make It Right and who also was working with BNIM Architects here in Kansas City, he knew the city, he knew about the Bancroft School. So what you have here is just a group of relationships that all came together, and suddenly you have a big $14 million project.
And what's going to happen to the school? What's sort of the plan to
turn this thing around? The plans for the school are this. The developer is Delmark, and they're working with NHS. What's going to happen there is they're going to have affordable housing on top. There's going to be what's called a community campus on the bottom, which has a lot of amenities there. Truman Medical Center is going to bring a clinic in. The association will have their own office there.
Yeah.
And so there's going to be a lot of other exciting things going on there in the bottom part of the school.
Yeah. And like a healthcare clinic and all kinds of a neighborhood police patrol.
Absolutely. The Central Patrol will have a space there in addition to the neighborhood. Truman Medical Center will have a clinic there. We hope that we'll have an opportunity to have space there to train people for work and arts and crafts and that type of thing. And
so this is really taking a problem and flipping it upside down and turning this into a huge community asset, right?
Well, I don't look at it as a problem, more as an opportunity, an opportunity to regenerate a place, because you have people in a community that have a lot of assets, a lot of potential, a lot of talent. And what needed to happen was someone to unearth that talent, for someone to see it. And so I think I'm one of those folks.
The school has been vacant for roughly how long?
About 10 to 12 years.
Yeah. I'm just guessing that your neighbors and your fellow residents of Manheim Park have got to be really excited about this, Sondra.
They are absolutely thrilled. We're all thrilled, because not only is this an asset for Manheim Park, this revitalization of the Bancroft is going to regenerate our neighborhood and our entire urban core.
I was going to say, is there anything else like it in Kansas City right now anyway?
Well, from what I understand, what we're doing in Manheim Park with the Bancroft is unique. And if I'm wrong, I'm sure I'll be corrected. But you have to understand, we are regenerating a neighborhood that's been blighted for 40 to 50 years. So there's a lot of interest there. There's a lot going on. We've got sidewalks coming in. You know, we've got
through
the Green Impact Zones, Tiger Grant. We've got trees coming in. Sodding is in. The neighborhood has visibly changed since I've been there. And that's only been since July of 2010.
The neighborhood has physically changed. What's been the impact on the people themselves in terms of their interest and how involved they are in the community?
Our neighbors, our residents are very interested. Our neighbors are very involved. We're getting ready to start a run project called Regeneration of an Urban Neighborhood. We're getting ready to put some structures in place for
What is the run thing? What are you going to do with that?
Run is simply a structured way to regenerate this neighborhood. And we have to do it structurally with committees and with people working those committees in areas that they're interested in. So what we're going to do is we're going to divide Manheim Park up into four zones or four groups, and we're going to have block captains managing those four places, and we're going to go in there and get find assets, and we're going to do this from an asset based, not a needs based. And we've partnered with UMKC's professors.
And what do you mean by assets?
Assets is we're going to go get potential. We're going to find people that can that have carpentry skills, that have musical skills, that have arts and craft skills.
Right.
We want to teach people how to be empowered. We want to empower our neighbors.
When is construction on the school going to begin, and when will it be completed?
Construction has started.
It's already rolling.
It's rolling. If you drive through Mannheim Park, it's rolling. We've got construction underway, and we believe that the apartments, the housing part, will be completed by the end of 2013.
Is ultimate success based on the idea of attracting new residents? Is that sort of the ultimate barometer, the ultimate measuring stick here?
That is our goal. We want to put some more rooftops, people in those rooftops. That is our goal. And we believe that we're going to do it. We believe that we're doing it. We believe that people want to move into the city. We believe Mannheim Park is going to be a neighborhood of choice.
Has Brad Pitt been here?
We have not seen him, but we believe he will be here when we open up the school.
You're going to bring him on here in the program with you next time you come sometime, right?
Thank you for inviting us.
Yeah, all right. It's always so good to have you, Saundra. Just great. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
That's Saundra Hayes. She's a resident of Mannheim Park, a neighborhood undergoing a big revitalization. She's part of our 90 Mile View series.